Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Getting an update from Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley about the new J.H. Dambacker Detention Facility, the new jail in Tuolumne County. The ribbon cutting was held about a week ago. Sheriff Pooley, one thing we haven't talked about is the medical aspect and dental aspect of the new facility. So what can you tell us about the inmates and how they'll receive care?
Anytime we house inmates, we're responsible for their health and well-being, and part of that is medical and dental type care. So right now in our old facility, we take an inmate, we transport them to the dental office. Let's say they have a abscess tooth or something like that, and we have to take them to the dentist. We have to stand by while the dentist works on them, and then we bring them back to the facility. It's very manpower intensive. It brings potentially a dangerous person out of our facility into the public. And it's got potential to go wrong in any number of areas. And so now we have a state-of-the-art dental facility inside our facility. And I think you saw that on the tour. Correct?
I did, yes. Yeah, very impressive.
So it looks just like the dental facility, your dentist's office. It's very professional, clean. So now the inmates will stay in custody, and the doctor will then come and work on the inmate in our facility, and there's no chance of escape or potential danger to the public. It just drastically reduces those types of things, as well as the medical. The doctors will now come into our facility, which they do now, but they'll have a much better place to examine the individuals. It's just so much more nice, clean, and professional. We'll be able to do any number of things that we couldn't do before.
I know, having had to visit the ER a couple of times with family members over the past couple of years, I remember seeing inmates in the ER as well, so that'll be far less likely of a thing, most likely?
Yes. Unless they're in the ER prior to being booked, they probably won't go to the ER. Hopefully everything we can do will be done in-house. There will be times when we have to take individuals, let's say their appendix flares up or something like that. Obviously, we're going to have to take them to the hospital for those types of things. But it's going to greatly reduce the amount of moving inmates outside of our facility into the public.
A couple times during the show, I've referenced that the name, the J.H. Dambacker Detention Center. For anyone unfamiliar, what is the history with Sheriff Dambacker?
So Sheriff Dambacker was one of the, he was the longest running sheriff in our county's history. He's one of the most popular sheriffs. He served for 24 years. He came back, I believe it was from World War I, with an injury where he lost his leg. So he served as a sheriff with one leg. He lived at the old jail where the museum is now. And his entire family fed and took care of the inmates at that facility at the time. And that facility was replaced, as I said earlier, in 1960. So, you know, it's just a lot of history came with him. And I think that's why Sheriff Mealy picked him to be the namesake for this jail.
One of the many legends of the Motherlode.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stories around that people could look up and look at. It's really fascinating, neat part of our history for our community.
Well, changing the topic a little bit from the jail, I would also like to ask you a little bit about fire season, as the temperatures are thankfully starting to cool down a little bit here in the region. You know, how was the fire season this past year? And I know especially it was pretty active and dicey for a while with the Mock Fire.
Yeah, you're trying to jinx us, aren't you?
I hope not.
Because we're getting real close to the end. Hopefully with the weather that's coming in, to get some rain this weekend, it'll start to close out the fire season. The Mock Fire was obviously very concerning for us. At the time that the Mock Fire kicked off, I had firefighters telling me we don't have the resources in county to stop this fire. We think it's going to go up through Groveland and into Pine Mountain Lake. Obviously, that's why we did the evacuations. But other than that, it's been, knock on wood here, a fairly quiet season locally. We've had some, but nothing crazy. And hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll get some weather and put an end to this fire season.
I know the sheriff's office received quite a bit of praise for the evacuations and how quickly those went following the Mock Fire. From your observation, you know, how did things go during that time?
Obviously, it went very well. You know, hindsight being 2020, we got everybody out safely. The fire crews were able to stop the fire. It was a very heavy lift for our staff. We had all hands on deck. Everybody that was available was out working. And it took us 18 and a half hours, approximately, to evacuate that entire area. It was a big lift for our folks. I'm so proud of my staff. They did such a great job. Of course, the public cooperated. You know, all the talks we've been giving about, hey, get out of the area early, those types of things, the public listened, they reacted properly, and helped us get them out safely. So thank you to all those folks.
Having that wide of an area to evacuate, it seems like for people who are evacuated, it probably really draws home the need to have that evacuation plan ready ahead of time and be prepared for anyone here in Tuolumne County. You know, what advice do you have just for people in general, you know, fire season and it can continue at any time and other natural disasters?
You know, my biggest thing is don't have a plan, obviously, but don't wait for us to evacuate you. If you see the fires coming, get out. Get out early, get out often. You can always come back later. As the sheriff, I've said it many a time, I'm going to evacuate early and often. And folks can be mad at me because I've had them out of their house for a couple days. But you know what? It's so much better than losing someone because we waited too long. We're going to always be more proactive than sit around and wait and see what happens. If we have any inkling that it's going to go, we're going to get people out of there. We need the time because you've seen in any number of fires that happened this year or in Paradise prior to that, it can happen very quickly. So get out early, have a plan, talk to your families. There's all kinds of great information on our website, the Tuolumne County Emergency Office of Emergency Services. There's all kinds of great information. Go educate yourself, know your escape routes, and hopefully we'll just keep getting everybody out safely.
You are fairly new to the office during when Rim Fire hit, and you've been here since that time. Have you noticed that there's still a pretty strong relationship between all the first responders and the different agencies working together?
Again, I think I've even said it on your show, we're so lucky to have such a small but tight-knit group. There are emergency services. I work well with all the fire chiefs, the police chiefs, and we all work so well together. It makes things so much easier when you are having an emergency, if you already have those relationships established. We're super lucky because I've worked elsewhere where those relationships weren't there and it was very difficult. We are truly blessed in this community to have all the first responders that we have.
Well, we have just a couple more minutes left on Motherlode Views. Anything else that's keeping you busy these days as sheriff that I haven't asked about?
Well, as you know, the base camp is scheduled to be closed down. That takes work crews out of our area. So in talking about the new jail, we're going to start talking about how do we start filling that gap? How do we get some work crews, fuel reduction crews, if you will, to work in this county, start clearing brush and try to reduce the risk of fire. We have several meetings set up with the fire folks and OES in the coming weeks to try to fill that void instead of at the state prisons through the sheriff's office.
Anything at the state level you're watching closely these days?
Nothing in particular. Obviously, all the election stuff just came out. I haven't had time this morning to just really delve into it all.
Some years it seems like there's big law enforcement propositions on the ballot. It doesn't seem like there were too many of those this year.
Most of those new laws were signed in by the governor just last month. It will change how we do things. We're going to have a little training on a few of those items. But we'll survive. It'll be okay.
Well, Sheriff Pooley, we appreciate your time, and thank you for coming on Motherlode Views today.
Thanks, BJ.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.